So the folks running the audit of Maricopa County's 2020 presidential election ballot sent out a tweet saying, and I'm quoting here, Maricopa County deleted a directory full of election databases from the 2020 election cycle days before the election equipment was delivered to the audit. This is a spoilation of the evidence. And they posted a screenshot of what appears to be a deleted directory or files or something. Joining us now to try and make sense of that, someone who's been very closely following everything going down at the audit at the Coliseum, which is on pause right now, is Garrett Archer, the data guru with our TV partners at ABC 15. He's a former elections official at the Secretary of State's office. Garrett, explain this tweet. What were they suggesting, and is that what happened?
So, yeah, the tweet, it came about a couple days ago, and it does, as you said, Jim, suggest that databases dealing with the 2020 election were removed from the election management server. So then they send out an image that has a, it's a recovery software. It's an image of recovery software, and then it has multiple files listed in this window. When you look at it at first glance, it looks very, very concerning. There's absolutely truth to that. However, when you actually start to look at what you sort of discern what you're looking at, I did have to talk to some specialists to sort of get where we're going here. And first of all, the majority of the ballot, the databases in here, because these are all SQL databases, they are not related to the 2020 election at all. In fact, most of them are, say, for example, there's 2018 ballot stores. There's information from a Madison election. And then you do have a couple that do have the 2020 tag on it. But then you sort of, if you look at the dates they were created and the file names, you start to understand that these are actually what are called logic and accuracy databases. So a logic and accuracy test is what the Secretary of State does pre and post election to just make sure that the election equipment is performing properly. And these databases are basically just there to run this test and make sure that everything is correct, but they're not using live ballots. And that is what this appears to be at this moment.
But I'm waiting for a but. Does this screenshot here, does this screenshot, though, you know, kind of give some credibility, more credibility to the audit itself for people who have been maybe poo-pooing it?
What I would say is yes and no. So they used a very simple recovery software here to show this data and that there was a removed file. One of the things that they didn't tell us, though, is that if they do have these files elsewhere. And then also, again, the majority of these have sort of been pulled out like they were all 2020 databases. And in fact, none of them are 2020 databases, or at least databases that are run that were directly involved in the election. They did in the letter indicate there was another database, a results tally and reporting database that was missing for the machine EMS primary that we don't know enough about that. The problem with what this tweet did and what they basically accused of the Board of Supervisors and the Elections Department is they didn't give a lot of information. So they gave us just enough information to make it look like the board did something intentional, but they didn't give us anything really with any real clarity that even someone, you know, I spoke with someone who's a 15-year elections equipment specialist, and they read this tweet and said, you know, without any more context, I can't really give you enough certainty about this results tallying reporting database. You know, for example, the letter calls it a main database. It's not necessarily a main database. It simply aggregates the results and gets them ready to post to a website. While it is a 2020 election database, we think, because we don't know if EMS primary is actually the name of the primary election.
Wow.
But this is what they said in the letter. So what the problem is, we don't know if they are misdirecting based on just not having knowledge of the machine, because they didn't have immediate knowledge of how Maricopa conducts elections. And they could be basically saying, hey, we don't know what all of this is. Now, the problem is, in a normal audit situation, you would expect them to just reach out to the county and try to get answers. But all of this is being done in the public. So obviously now the tensions are very high. Maricopa County, as you said, is going to be putting out a public meeting on Monday to refute all of these claims. Wow. And we're looking forward to seeing what they say.